Who's Charlie?
Maledict stared at them and then rubbed his face distractedly. I'm sorry, sorry, it's... Oh, look, we're being followed. I know it. The sun was setting. Polly peered over the rocky ledge back the way they had come. She could make out the track, golden and red in the late afternoon light. Nothing was moving. The outcrop was near the top of another rounded hill. The rear of it became the floor of a little enclosed space, surrounded by bushes. It made a good lookout for people who wanted to see without being seen, and it had done so in the recent past by the look of the old fires. Maledict was sitting with his head in his hands, with Jackram and Blouse on either side of him. They were trying to understand and not making much progress.
"So you can't hear anything?"
said Blouse.
"No. And you didn't see anything and can't smell anything," said Jackram.
"Oh, no, I told you, but there is something after us, watching us."
"But if you can't," Blouse began.
"Oh, look, I'm a vampire," panted Maledict. "Just trust me, okay?"
"I thought, Tharge," said Igrina from behind Jackram, "we Igors often serve vampires. In times of stress, their personal space can extend as much as 10 miles from their body."
There was the usual pause that followed an extended lisp. People need time to think.
"Stress," said Blouse.
"You know how you can feel that someone's looking at you," mumbled Maledict. "Well, it's like that times 1,000. And it's not a feeling, it's something I know."
"Lots of people are looking for us, Corporal," said Blouse,
patting him kindly on the shoulder.
"It doesn't mean that they'll find us."
Polly, looking down on the gold-lit woodland, opened her mouth to speak. It was dry. Nothing came out. Maledict shook the lieutenant's hand away.
"This person isn't looking for us. They know where we are."
Polly forced saliva into her mouth and tried again.
"Movement!"
And then it wasn't there any more. She'd have sworn there had been something on the path, something that merged with the light, revealing itself only by the changing, wavering pattern of shadows as it moved.
Perhaps not, she muttered. "Look, we've all lost sleep and we're all a little strung out," said Blouse. "Let's just keep things down, shall we?" "I need coffee," moaned Maledict, rocking back and forth.
Polly squinted at the distant pathway. The breeze was shaking the trees and red-gold leaves were drifting down. For a moment there was just a suggestion. She got to her feet. Stare at shadows and waving branches for long enough and you could see anything. It was like looking at pictures in the fire.
"Okay," said Shufti, who'd been working over the fire. "This might do it. It smells like coffee anyway. Well, quite like coffee. Well, quite like coffee, if coffee was made from acorns anyway."
She'd roasted some acorns. At least the woods had plenty of them at this time of year, and everyone knew that roasted, ground acorns could be substituted for coffee, didn't they? Polly had agreed that it was worth a try, but as far as she could recall, no one had ever, given the choice, said, "No, I will not touch horrible coffee any more. It's a long black ground acorn substitute for me, with extra floating gritty bits." She took the mug from Shufti and carried it over to the vampire. As she bent down, the world changed. Wop, 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 wop. The sky was a haze of dust, turning the sun into a blood-red disk. For a moment, Polly saw them in the sky. Giant, fat screws spinning in the air, hovering in the air but drifting slowly toward her.
"He's having flash sides," whispered Igorina at her elbow.
"Flash sides?
Like someone else's flashbacks. We don't know anything about them. They could come from anywhere. A vampire at this stage is open to all sorts of influences. Give him the coffee, please."
Maledict grabbed the mug and tried to down the contents so quickly that they spilled down his chin. They watched him swallow.
"It tastes like mud,"
he said, putting down the mug.
"Yes, but is it working?"
Maledict looked up and blinked.
"Ye gods, but this stuff is gruesome!"
"Are we in a forest or a jungle? Any flying screws?" Igorina demanded. "How many fingers am I holding up?"
"You know, that's something an Igor should never say,"
said Maledict, grimacing. "But